Harvey Weinstein responds to guilty verdict, How Could This Happen in America? By Joshua Kaplan on February 24, 2020. Disgraced Hollywood movie producer and mega Democrat donor Harvey Weinstein reacted in shock after a New York City jury found him guilty in his high-profile sex crimes trial on Monday, according to a member of his legal defense team. The words he said over and over again to me is, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America? Attorney Arthur Adler reportedly told Variety and other reporters outside the courthouse after Weinstein's conviction was announced. Weinstein was found guilty of rape in the third degree along with criminal sexual acts in the first degree, though he was acquitted on more serious charges of predatory assault. A group of Weinstein accusers, known as the Silence Breakers, expressed disappointment that the disgraced entertainment mogul was not charged with crimes that would put him behind bars for life. While it is disappointing that today's outcome does not deliver the true, full justice that so many women deserve, Harvey Weinstein will now forever be known as a convicted serial predator, the statement reads. This conviction would not be possible without the testimony of the courageous women and the many women who have spoken out. Despite intimidation from Weinstein's legal team, they courageously shared their stories with the jury, the courtroom, and the world. This has been a flawed process from the beginning but has further exposed the difficulties women face in coming forward to tell the truth about powerful abusers. Their bravery will forever be remembered in history. Our fight is far from over. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has brought charges against Weinstein and we hope he will be met with swift justice, the statement adds. As we have said from our very first statement together as Silence Breakers, we refuse to be silenced and will continue to speak out until this unrepentant abuser is brought to justice. Harvey Weinstein will remain in custody until he is sentenced on March 11. The accusations against Weinstein spurred the hashtag MeToo movement in 2017, in which women and men spoke about incidents of sexual misconduct against powerful figures. Weinstein did not testify at his trial, but his attorneys argued that his encounters were consensual and none of the women were forced into sexual situations. They argued that Weinstein had exchanged friendly communications with them after the incidents in question. Weinstein still faces additional criminal charges in California, where prosecutors accuse him of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another in 2013. One of the women testified during the New York trial as a supporting witness. The UPI contributed to this report.